The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for the segment that just means more. A look around the SEC
on College Football Game Time.
Welcome in College Football Game Time on Sports Radio 92.9. The game, Garrett Chapman, Abe Gordon here in the Kia Studios. It is the segment that means more. We're talking some SEC football. Lots of big games. Two big games. One is our College Football Game Time game of the week. The Georgia Bulldogs going on the road. They are going to be taking on the number 16 Ole Miss Rebels, 3:30 on ABC. We'll talk to Brandon Adams. He's heading west down I-20 trying to get over there to Oxford, Mississippi. We'll catch up with him. That is our big game of the week, too, so we're going to be talking about that one at 9:40 as well. So lots of dog talk coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour, so stick around for that later on in the program. The Alabama Crimson Tide and the LSU Tigers, that's the other big marquee matchup, two top 15 teams in the SEC. They are playing in an elimination game. We will talk about that one here in about 5 minutes or so, but Abe Gordon, we got to start right here. The Florida Gators, they're on the road at Texas, number 5 team in the land, 12 o'clock on ABC. Let's not bury the lead. The biggest story about that game is off the field. It's Billy Napier. He has announced that he is going to be retaining his job earlier in the week. That might or might not have changed yesterday based off of some comments you made to me. But let's just roll through with what we've seen from Billy Napier on the field. Good decision, bad decision, indifferent? What do you think?
Yeah, indifferent. I think there's a couple of things at play here. First off, you're playing right now with a third-string quarterback. Maybe DJ Lagway returns a little bit later in the season. I don't think it'll be today, even though he's still not technically ruled out. You make this decision now because it's going to get bad. Mm-hmm. The season's going to get worse. You got Texas. I don't remember the exact order. You got Texas, you got LSU, you got Ole Miss, right? Like, it's going to get bad. I think you understand that. And so you make the announcement now to keep those distractions of, well, he looked bad in this game. Is this the one that caused him? You remove all of that. I think that's part of it. Let's not pretend like the $26 million buyout, which would be really 40 for the entire staff, is also part of it. This would have been the second largest buyout in college football history. So, well, paid.
People forget about Jimbo.
The Jimbo one's out there.
$76 million.
This would have been number two, though.
That's an albatross.
And then how about this, Garrett? I don't know when the last time this happened. I'm sure someone else did the research, and obviously it's not official. Mm-hmm. This might be the first year in how long that the SEC has no coaching turnover? Think about it. Sam Pittman might keep his job. Clark Lee is going to keep his job. Shane Beamer's done a great job. Mm-hmm. Unless you're firing Venables or Hugh Freeze, like, they may not have any replaced coaches this year.
Well, if Auburn continues to scuffle, I would not be
I'm not saying it's a lock.
No.
Because Sam Pittman hasn't officially,
Venables is probably the guy, I would say.
Maybe.
Sam Pittman.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
But it sounds like they're trending towards him getting another year. Yeah. I mean, you may have a whole year with no SEC turnover. I also think you're in a weird situation where I don't think there's a lot of like red hot coaches to go after.
Yeah. I mean, plus this is also extremely important for Billy Napier in terms of recruiting.
And then there was the other thing I know you and I talked about in our podcast, College Football Overtime. You could find that Anywhere you get your podcasts, also on YouTube, and we stream it on Twitch every once in a while, too. There's a lot of money tied up in freshman and sophomore with the NIL. This is a situation where they say they are here to grow with Billy Napier. A lot of that's based on DJ Lagway as well. And they want to give him an opportunity to grow with this squad.
Yeah, 70% of Florida's NIL money is tied up in that freshman and sophomore class.
But Texas is going to roll today to answer whatever question you didn't ask me about the game.
Yeah, I was going to get to the game here in a second. But no.
I addressed it. It's over. We're done. We're done here.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I do want to pay off a tease from earlier in the show. You look at the losses that Florida has this year. The combined record of those teams, 28-3.
Sure. I mean,
look, their losses and they've looked better down the stretch.
It's a combination of disappointing games like Miami, but like also frustrating against Tennessee that you don't go for two and go for the win.
Yeah.
Frustrating last week against Georgia that your quarterback gets hurt and you really are deprived of an opportunity to compete in that game. It hasn't been as bad, probably as it looks, but it also hasn't been good either.
No, and look, Billy Napier's 15-18 as the head coach of the Florida Gators. I expect that he'll add a couple more losses when it's all said and done. Whether or not it's a good decision, bad decision, or indifferent, the rest of the season will tell us a lot. Let's see if DJ Lagway can go. He is a game time decision in this one, and if he doesn't go, then bless your heart. That's going to be kind of an ugly game. Potentially there for the Florida Gators. Lots of that offense hinges, that team hinges on the health and status of DJ Lagway. South Carolina at Vanderbilt, 4:15 on SEC Network. Vanderbilt, I was actually a little surprised that they weren't in the top 25 when the College Football Playoff unveiled that. South Carolina, another team that could be on the outside, just outside of that top 25. They had a huge win last week against Texas A&M. Now they go on the road to go play those vaunted Vanderbilt Commodores. What are your thoughts on this one, Abe?
Yeah, South Carolina really seems to have found themselves. You remember last year when Alabama wasn't doing much the first 6 weeks, and then they kind of figured out what they wanted to do with Jalen Milroe, and they just kind of took off. I'm not saying that South Carolina this year is last year's Alabama, but it does feel like they've kind of figured out who they are, what they can do, especially on offense. You pair that with what they bring along the defensive line, in my opinion, the best in the SEC, although I know Ole Miss maybe makes some claims to that as well. They're playing their brand of ball. And one of the other concerns is Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Peavia. He's now embroiled in this lawsuit against the NCAA. I don't like it. It's a distraction. Mm-hmm. I understand the premise behind it. Focus on the season. And it feels like that's maybe not number one priority right now. South Carolina is going to be tough. This should be a good game.
Yeah, I'm actually, this is definitely worthy of a second TV type of
Raheem
game.
Raheem Sanders finally got going.
Rocket Sanders is huge, man. If he can, if he can keep rolling down the stretch.
Because Sellers is playing a good brand of ball.
Lenore Sellers.
And then you got the defense.
Here's my shout out to a standout.
Yeah.
Look, if you get into a passing situation, if they can get a lead, they can bend their ears back.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can get after the quarterback better than anybody in college, better than anybody in college football. Mississippi State and Tennessee. They are squaring off 7 o'clock on ESPN. Can Tennessee avoid some of these slow starts that they've been having in recent weeks? It's been kind of tough for Tennessee after that really hot start. They have not looked the same on offense at all.
Yeah, and they need to get going. They need to use this game as a launch point because they got Georgia next week. And so this is about getting a couple things right heading into that week.
Yeah, and if you have SEC play, there is nobody better than Mississippi State. They are, but Mississippi State could score. They've hung around with teams. You talk about players and coaches who are buying into some of the hype. Jeff Lebby, 2-7 record, 0-5 in the SEC, but they have looked a little bit better in some of those losses. Oklahoma at Missouri, 7:45. That's on SEC Network. I don't know why Missouri is ranked.
Yeah, I don't either, especially as it continues to trend that Brady Cook is not going to play in this game. And if he's out, it's going to be tough. We've seen a complete drop-off offensively without him.
Yeah, I mean, he played through an ankle injury, 21-17.
Jackson Arnold looked okay last week.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't say good. I said okay.
All right. Yeah, this is the...
That's all I get?
This is... Yeah, that's all they're... That's
fair
all they,
enough.
That's all they deserve. Oklahoma and Missouri have two of the disappointing teams in SEC play. Oklahoma's 1-4. Welcome to the SEC, my friends. Missouri, 2-2 in conference. They're scuffling, and they've played some of their worst football as of late. That Auburn win was ugly, but Nate Noel, I mean, he's been dealing with a lot of injuries. That's derailed their season, injuries and injuries and more injuries. But our big game in the SEC outside of our college football game time, game of the week, the Dogs in Mississippi, 3:30 on ABC, that one. Alabama and LSU, that's the nightcap, 7:30 on ABC. This is going to be a really fun game. College football playoff elimination game, Abe.
Boy, it really is. The winner's going to have a tough time still fighting for an at-large. The loser's going to have a tough time fighting for an at-large. The winner might be sitting a little bit prettier after this one.
Mm-hmm.
Look, LSU is coming off of a bye week. You got Brian Kelly there. They're at home at night. They got a lot of things, intangibles off the field in their favor. But what on the field is in their favor? I think it's an interesting matchup between the LSU receivers and the Alabama DBs. Mm. Alabama secondary is good, not as good as it's been in recent years. And I think that might prove to be their iceberg on the Titanic this season, at least in this game. The other issue for Alabama is they've got to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They have got to run the ball. And right now, it doesn't look like Jalen Milroe's doing that. LSU has given some real issues with running quarterbacks in the past. Jalen Milroe is going to have to run the ball because I don't really trust their running backs to go off. I know you have talked about that a little bit as well. I don't really trust Caden Durham for LSU either to dominate this game. It's going to be very, very interesting. And I mentioned this off week. It's the first time in how long that we have to question whether LSU has a coaching advantage in this game.
Yeah.
We never did that with Nick Saban.
Who has
obviously
the coaching advantage?
Because of experience in big games, and not to say that he hasn't coached big games in the Pac-12, but because of experience in big games, both at Notre Dame and the SEC, I'd say Brian Kelly.
Yeah, you don't have to set the precursor. It's Brian Kelly.
Fair enough, yeah.
He is, he's probably the most disrespected coach in the SEC, and it's likely because he coached at Notre Dame for all those years, and people down south don't tend to care too much for that team and the Fighting Irish up there in South Bend. But look, Brian Kelly's a damn good coach. He's a damn good coach, and I think he is a clear advantage. He's also playing at home out of a bye week. This is a Kalen DeBoer prove-it game, in my opinion, for that team, for that program. You know, they've looked bad on the road. Bad on the road. They had that game against Wisconsin. Great. Tyler Van Dyke also was knocked out of that game on their first drive. You know, and maybe things change up a little bit, but that was also out of conference. In conference, they have the road loss against Vanderbilt. They have the road loss against Tennessee, and I'm looking at that Tennessee game in particular because Jalen Milroe and that offense, they were rattled in that game. And I mean, look, most people would be in a hostile road environment up there at Tennessee, but Baton Rouge is going to be a bunch of drunk Cajuns screaming and yelling. There's a tiger on the sideline. It's going to be an insane environment.
I don't think
they're ready for it.
I had a weird theory this week that it wasn't going to be a real tiger, but Tiger Woods was going to show up. Because they kind of were so like tricky with the wording about it being a tiger. They're like a live tiger. I'm like, all right, like is this a cat or Tiger Woods showing up? I didn't know what was going on. Marcel Reed ran for 3 touchdowns last week against LSU. Jalen Milroe last season, 155, 4 touchdowns against LSU. He's got to use his legs. And then can Alabama replicate whatever it was that Texas A&M did in the second half last week? They held LSU to just, 6 or 7 points in the second half after giving up 17 first half points.
Yeah, I know we talked a little bit about what Alabama was against Missouri. I'm still not super convinced that that was the game that turned their season around. They win that one 34-0.
But no Brady Cook. We talked about
that. Yeah, it was 13-0 in halftime. Missouri is a shell of its former self. You're playing at home. That game proved nothing to me. Sorry. Because Missouri is not a legitimate opponent without Brady Cook, without Nate Noel in the backfield. That's not a legitimate 20 game.
The only thing I mentioned to you is maybe it was a confidence thing. Maybe they've got a little bit of confidence and swagger back from seeing themselves in the lead and comfortably, but who knows if that carries to tonight.
We'll see.
But tough environment.
The difference is that game was at home. This one's on the road. This one has everything on the line. It's a classic matchup between LSU and Alabama. We'll make our picks for that one coming up here at the bottom or the top of the hour. We will get to that in just a moment. But we got to talk some dogs. Brandon Adams of Dog Nation. He'll be joining us on the wade4.com hotline. Coming up next, this is College Football Game Time on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.